It's the Geek Cave Podcast's live annual Extra Life Marathon for Children's Miracle Network. Donate now to help your local Children's Miracle Network hospital at geekcavepodcast.com. Now, here are your hosts, Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
Welcome to Geek Cave Live. It's the, I don't know how many years we've been doing this, seventh annual Yay. Geek Cave Podcast Live. And we are raising money for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, and we are going to be doing a prize giveaway in the hour on Twitch. We won't be doing the prize giveaway during the podcast portion of it because, well, it won't take us that long to get through the comic segment. And also because I don't have my notes up right in front of me. So, comic segment.
Shouldn't you introduce yourself?
I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad.
It's live. What do you want?
Some goddamn professionalism.
So anyway, now that we've got that out of the way.
Why did they ruin the theme song?
I should probably have the actual gameplay on the screen, shouldn't I?
Maybe.
We're live. There we go.
It's just frustrating. It's like they couldn't get Chuck Lorre to say, hey, you know what? We'll just
use the original.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we're playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, which is one of the titles, one of the prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Giving it away a little bit later on tonight. Anyway.
So, Joker, Bane, Two-Face, Killer Croc, all equally scary, but none of them hold a candle to Alfred when he says, I'm getting real tired of your shit, Master Wayne. Welcome to comics. In addition to everybody who has donated so far, I want to take a minute to acknowledge our sponsors. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. With free shipping on all orders within the U.S., plus great t-shirt, sweater, and hoodie designs on everything geek chic. Whether you're a fan of old school gaming, anime, 80s cartoons, or something in between, find something for you at shirtosaurus.com. And Gamefly, with membership options for every budget, plus gifts for gamers of all ages, Gamefly has thousands of titles for you to choose from and keep as long as you want. When you're done, just send it back in the postage paid envelope for a new one. Or keep it forever and pay a lot less than in-store prices. And they just updated their rewards program, where you can stack up to $20 in coupons towards any purchase. Sign up for a free 30-day trial right now using the link at geekcavepodcast.com after you donate to Extra Life.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, while we're doing this, Darren.
Yes.
Have you been up to anything lately?
Oh, I've been doing a few things.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
It's Darren's first time.
I told you be gentle.
Welcome to Darren's First Time, where I have one read stands with random comics that I've never touched before and try to decide if it's a touch I want to feel again or if I'll forever leave its follow-up text messages on read but never respond with more than the occasional LOL. When I mention the name Scott Snyder, you probably think about the writer who someone hit the home button. When I mention the name Scott Snyder, you probably think about the writer who reinvented Batman in the DC universe in the 2010s.
Yes.
You know, he gave us classic storylines like The Court of Owls, Superman Unchained, which was the best Superman story published during the New 52.
Agreed.
American Vampire, Dark Knight's Metal, and Justice League No Justice. Each one of them. Books that challenge the status quo of storytelling in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine my disappointment after I read Dudley Datson and the Forever Machine.
Daddy da 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 da?
Repeat that title, please.
Dudley Datson and the Forever Machine is a comiXology original about a teenager who is scientifically gifted and has the worst possible luck at all times. Stop me when he sounds familiar. He has a sickly elderly parent figure who preaches about how he's got a bright future ahead of him and how he needs to take responsibility. He has an overconfident best friend who's a bit of a dork. He has the propensity to take on far more responsibility and get way too much into his own head than one person should. He's Peter Parker.
Yeah.
He's Peter Parker, except he
Everybody
wears these...
to press plus join.
Press the start button, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Except he wears these dumb glasses that have the flip-up sunglasses attachment. You know the ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, the first issue is narrated by someone who points out that all of the great thinkers in history had a pet of some sort. Archimedes had an owl,
Da Vinci had a cat. Heck, Einstein had a parrot. So naturally, you would think that Dudley, who is smart enough to create a line of clothing that literally shapeshifts based on whatever the situation calls for, would have a pet. He has had three parakeets, all of whom flew away. He had a hamster fake its own death so it could escape his department. And his teacher's corgi hates him more than I hate Mass Effect Andromeda.
Wow.
Or more than Chad hates Gaspar Noé's love.
That's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's this big science fair, and naturally something goes wrong with Dudley's invention, leaving him in his underwear instead of the outfit he was going for. You know, that old Parker look. I mean, Datsun look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dudley sneaks back into the lab that night and fixes the fancy clothing, which he calls Duds.
Of course he does.
You know, I'm starting to understand who you think this sounds like.
And they work.
Spooderman.
He can look like James Bond. He can look like a superhero, a cop, whatever he wants the clothing to look like. Which is good, because some shadowy figures are suddenly attacking the lab. His hot teacher is revealed to be some kind of special agent with a mech exoskeleton. And she's bleeding out, by the way. She hands him this special watch that has some significance, but they don't actually say what. And remember that narrator I talked about at the beginning of this review?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That narrator is Dudley's teacher's dog, who is now talking to Dudley and telling him to run for his life.
Of course.
You know, I've read a lot of comics for this segment. Dudley Datsun and the Forever Machine is certainly one of them. And that's the big thing about the book, really, you know? It is unremarkable in every aspect. All of the story beats either feel like they've been done before, only better, or instead of intriguing me into reading more, they land with a thud. Now, I am assuming that the watch is some kind of time machine, right? And if so, I need to turn it back at least 15 minutes so I can warn myself not to read this book and instead go outside and touch grass. Because I'm pretty sure I'd have just as much fun. Do not be like me.
Oof.
It was so bad you activated Chad's allergies.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned grass.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll do it. Yeah. Well, thank you for your sacrifice, Darren.
Yep.
For those listening live on Twitch, we're still playing Shredder's Revenge. It's going good. The turtles are kicking butt. Now, see, these foot soldiers are just trying to earn a living.
Yeah, there's like foot soldiers at like a desk. They're all typing. They're doing type stuff. Adult stuff. Oh, they took off their ties.
They took off the ties. Now you know they're serious. Chad.
Yes, sir.
You got anything going on? Any?
Well, I've been listening to you do the long boxes and so forth for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really taken the time because, well, I think I have kind of a stupid question.
Come on, Chad. There are no stupid questions.
And now it's time for Chad Savage's stupid question.
So, okay. Well, you've talked about Cosmo and
yes.
Lockjaw.
Yes.
And Crypto.
Yes.
And Ace.
Yes.
But you haven't told us who's the goodest boy.
This isn't a stupid question. This is a hard question.
ring, ring, ring. Oh, excuse me a second. Hello? Yes, HR? Yes? Legal says I'm not at liberty to discuss that. Okay. Thank you. I'll get back to you on that, apparently.
Okay. Oh, that's weird.
Okay.
I don't think I could come up with an answer for that if I had a million years. Who's the goodest boy? God. Oh. So anyway. Are we still sitting just over 2,000 on our donations
right
now?
Just a little over $2,100 right now.
$2,100.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
thank you, everybody who's donated.
Yeah, I told Justin that every year I'm worried about us hitting our goal. And every year, we managed to do it. And every year, I still get anxious anyway.
Well, that's just a sign that you're a consummate professional.
Well, someone's got to be.
Well, it's certainly not going to be me.
Professional well, what?
Well,
I have read some book, some good books.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. Do you have any good reviews you'd like to impart on us?
Yeah, I recently read Volume 2 of the big Man of Steel omnibus.
Yeah?
From, like, you know, the 80s, the John Byrne era, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Still good. If you are ever interested in finding out about that story where Superman and Big Barda get brainwashed into doing a porno, that's where you can find it. Big Barda is like one of the Granny Goodness's former Furies.
Mr. Miracle's wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very big.
She's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck. There I go. No, yeah, she's like... not quite the strength of Wonder Woman, but pretty darn close.
Yeah.
And she's a little taller. And Amazon's Amazon.
Yeah. She grew up on Apocalypse, so, you know, she's pretty tough. Well, that's good. Awesome.
Yeah.
Chad, have you read anything lately?
Nothing new.
Nothing? Okay. All right. I guess with no new news... we'll skip straight into the main event.
All right.
Kent?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourself for Justin's Long Box. Yeah, baby. Extra long.
So, have you guys had a chance to see the trailer for the new Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
For those of you listening who haven't seen it,
you can find it on dtpodcast.com.
Yes. Take a minute and go watch it. We'll wait.
Check out what happens on Life Day.
So, with that being said, and if you haven't watched it by this point, spoilers.
Yeah.
Because they are finally introducing a character that I've been waiting for them to introduce into the MCU. Kevin Norwood Bacon, the greatest hero on earth, first appeared on July 8th, 1958, and was created by Ruth and Edmund Bacon.
Holy crap, we're doing this.
So, the youngest of six children to an elementary school teacher and an architect... Bacon left home at 17 to begin the journey that would eventually lead to all of our salvations. In 1978, using the alias Chip Diller, he began his training by joining Faber College's ROTC program. Although unsuccessful in stopping the attack from Delta Tau Chi, he used his loss in stride and learned from his mistakes.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I love or hate this.
Oh, God.
In 1980, he went by Jack Burrell
and was
a counselor at Camp Crystal Lake.
Uh-huh.
There he fought off the serial killer Pamela Voorhees, allowing fellow counselor Alice to escape with her life. The arrow he took to the throat put him out of commission for a while, but he came back in a big way. In 1984, he saved the small town of Beaumont from its tyrannical religious leaders. Apparently, the town's elders had forbidden its youth to express themselves through any form of art or entertainment. As Ren McCormick, he infiltrated the town and systematically began an artistic revolution amongst the youth. Eventually, the elders had no choice but to relent. There was a big dance party to celebrate.
Of course there was.
In 1990, working as handyman Val McKay, he and his sidekick Earl saved the town of Perfection, Nevada, from a horde of underground monsters.
So where's Nevada?
Yes, Nevada, sorry.
No, Nevada.
Nevada,
now.
Yeah.
It was in Nevada.
Nervuder.
Nervuder.
It's Swedish.
Nervuder. Burk, burk, burk.
Oh, God.
These graboids were gigantic subterranean creatures that tunneled under its victims and grabbed them with snake-like tentacles in their mouths. These creatures, while blind, could sense the vibrations in the ground, thus knowing where its prey was. He single-handedly faced off against the leader of the Graboids, and using his superior intellect, caused the creature to plummet to its death. In 1991, Bacon studied law and participates in the investigation into President John F. Kennedy's assassination. And in 1992, he participates in a trial concerning the wrongful death of a Marine recruit. 1995 provided some big challenges for Bacon. He was recruited by NASA to pilot their Apollo 13 mission to the moon. Unfortunately, due to some mechanical malfunctions, the rocket never made it to the moon. He and his crew fashioned the necessary replacement parts using what they had on hand and used the moon's gravity to slingshot them back to Earth. Later that year, he polymorphed into a Siberian husky to deliver diphtheria medication to the snowed-in town of Nome, Alaska. Unfortunately, in the year 2000, things took a bit of a turn for Bacon. Volunteering to be the first human subject to test an invisibility serum, he went crazy and embarks on a killing spree. He's eventually able to reverse his invisibility, but continues to suffer from psychosis. This causes him to come into conflict with the X-Men sometime around 2011. Mentally and physically healed, Bacon tries to make amends for his actions.
I'm impressed he was healed after that.
Taking the name of Ryan Hardy, he assists the FBI in their pursuits of serial killer Joe Carroll. This takes from 2013 to 2015, or about three seasons of a primetime television show. You know. Recently, it has been teased that Bacon will be assisting the Guardians of the Galaxy to help save Christmas. Among Kevin Bacon's many powers, the one that tops all of them is known as the Bacon Number. Due to his numerous adventures, it is very easy to determine how many degrees of separation any given hero or villain has from him. For example, Elvis Presley. In 1969, Elvis took a hiatus from music to become a doctor for inner city youth. This was known as Operation Change of Habit, where he worked with Ed Asner. Asner went on to be part of the JFK trial, thus working with Bacon. Therefore, Elvis Presley has a Bacon Number of 2. So there's everything you never wanted to know about Kevin Bacon, the greatest hero on Earth.
You know, that is easily one of the most beautiful, put together. I love it. I have no words.
That was great.
For how happy this has made me.
I enjoyed it.
I don't have anything that is even going to be able to come close to matching it today.
I'm just thrilled that they're finally incorporating him into live action in the MCU. I want to take a moment to again thank our sponsors, Shirtosaurus and Gamefly, and you, our listeners, our donors, our family, our friends, everybody who has donated to the Extra Life campaign this year. You've helped us already exceed our goals, and we keep going, and we couldn't do this without you, and we love you for it. Thank you.
Well said.
Be sure to check out our other shows, You Want Me to Watch What?, the Week 3 Podcast, the Sporadic TLDR, and on YouTube, Geek Cave Plays and Retromantics. Look for us on social media, including Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, which, if you're watching us live, hello.
Hi.
And Discord. Links to all of them can be found at geekcavepodcast.com. Be sure to tell your friends about us. We're on all your favorite podcast services and moving up the ranks in good pods.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And now, here is your out-of-context comic panel. We see Alfred standing, gazing down into the Batcave, and we see John Kent and Damian hiding under the Tyrannosaurus Rex, to which Alfred says, "Please step out of the dinosaur's buttocks." For Kent, Darren, and Chad, I'm Justin. This has been the Wonderful World of Comics, and remember, everybody's a geek for something.